Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this Thursday afternoon episode of
When the Zeit has come
and the land is dark.
Zeitgeist.
Okay.
I'm Jack. That's Miles. Let's talk about what's trending. Miles, coronavirus.
Coronavirus
trending continues.
This is fucking, it's getting freaky.
I
think in China, they had to quarantine like 3 more cities or something.
Oh, word.
They're like locking shit the fuck down.
There's a suspected case in Texas. There were people who were quarantined at LAX.
Hey, I'm glad we're going to be traveling.
Yeah, lot, you know? Excited.
Just going to wear my respirator, put my BDSM latex protective suit on.
And they found out it came from snakes because it wasn't scary enough already.
Wait, it...
Because so at first you know how bird flu came from birds?
Sure.
This
so this
one,
snake flu?
This is snake flu. This,
wow.
The most recent animal that it came through.
And it came out
they did a genetic analysis.
Like a market in Wuhan where this, like, you could get any kind of animal,
any
it sounded
animal.
Like. I saw some shit, like, they sold koalas there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that. I've not been there, but it does it
wow,
does seem like
why
there
getting
was
cagey?
A... I cannot confirm
that. I may be the
that.
Manager.
I do not condone eating koalas at this point.
I don't know, is it koala meat or is this for like a, you know, that your child wants a koala for Christmas?
Yeah, could be that.
Oh, but they have, what's the thing? They have a STD or something, right?
Chlamydia.
It's chlamydia, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I know that. This is what the internet has done to
my
brain.
It's just one of those weird facts, like internet facts you always
right.
learn where it's like, yeah, koalas may look chill, but they will give you chlamydia.
Yeah. Snakes have a clap. Actually, the clap is chlamydia. So snakes, the way that they pass it on is not like through biting. It's actually man bites snake. It's through snake meat, I guess, would be how it was spread to human, is
Damn.
My understanding. So yeah, don't eat it. Stop eating snake, you guys.
I mean, you know, I've had a rattlesnake sausage.
I have too. It's nice and rough and...
You just
substantive?
Ate, you just bit into a rattlesnake
yeah.
like Smeagol?
Yeah.
Just the side of me like, come here, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, so I don't know. Stay safe out there. But let's also try not to panic.
Also, wash the fuck out of your hands.
Right.
Really, that's like such an easy thing to do.
Right.
Started doing that more.
Yeah.
I went from never washing my hands ever.
Right.
I would, well, as we all know, I would do my once a year bath, once a year hand washing.
Who was that? Wasn't that a Fox News host who was like, I never wash my hands.
Yeah.
Why would you like, ever wash your hands?
After going to the bathroom, I think, was this whole thing. It's like, well, I'm not peeing on my hands.
Right. Anyways, wash your hands before and after you eat your snake raw. Scientists have moved the doomsday clock closer to midnight.
Now approaching midnight.
It's now
what that even means.
Mere seconds from midnight. So this is one of those things that I am conflicted about because it's from the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. You know, they are reacting to a very real risk. The idea that humanity will just snuff itself out with a thermonuclear war.
Oh, right. Because last time they changed, I feel it was like, oh, we got climate change. We have like nuclear arms proliferation. Right.
So now they've expanded it to all human man-made disasters, not just a nuclear war.
Oh, okay. So it's more like we have an opinion on where y'all are at.
It's an opinion. That's correct.
And that's your opinion, atomic scientist crew.
And it's also, I agree that we are in a very bad position with the president of the United States that we have, with climate change breathing down our neck. At the same time, I would just say that this is a organization that it has its entire existence and, you know, reason for being and all the attention that it gets based on this one sort of decision that they make every year, whether to move it closer to midnight or not. And it is as close to midnight as close to the end of humanity as it's ever been. Last year it was 2 minutes to midnight. Now it is 100 seconds to midnight. So I do take this with a bit of a grain of salt, you know.
Well, because it's a group of people who are sort of getting together to be like, should we move it up? Nothing's changing, right?
Right.
At this rate, we are looking at certain.
It's a board of experts and then a specific group that issues this statement of when or how close to midnight the doomsday clock is. So it's just...
Did it start in the Cold War or something?
Yeah, I think it started in the Cold War. And
oh, because they were like, okay, this is how close you are to like that nightmare scenario of everyone vaping.
Yeah.
Or vaporizing.
Yeah, to T2, Judgment Day, fence rattling.
Yeah, watching your kid play in the playground.
Yeah, but it's just like, I guess I need to look more into it, but I'm interested to see how often they have been like, actually, we're moving it back. Good year for the end of humanity. It's...
or
they
just like a bunch of really cynical old scientists who are like, it's all fucked. I mean, facts. I believe everything
facts,
you say.
Facts. Nicki Minaj is coming is something that's trending.
Yeah.
Hashtag Nicki Minaj is coming.
On the Twitter.
So she retired. This is.
I think it was she. I don't know if she's calling it a retirement or a hiatus.
She announced that she was going to take some time away from the spotlight to focus on her family.
Right.
And then now, as of this recording, the number one trending thing on Twitter is Nicki Minaj is coming. But as far as I can tell, it's just she announced like a live show that's happening in Miami.
Well, then that's happening.
Right.
But so she is coming back, I guess.
I did notice a lot of people, you know, a lot of Barbs, Nicki Minaj stans who are like, hey, Nicki Minaj is coming. Hashtag Nicki Minaj is coming. Let me get 100 replies with hashtag Nicki Minaj is coming, going. So it's almost like it's one of those fan groups that votes for the artist.
Yeah, the more we do this trend show and we look at Twitter and other things too, I think more than ever, we're more like up on realizing that there are we're so old, we didn't realize there were active fan bases who just wanted to get things trending to, you know, outdo the other fan groups. But yeah, this is purely, I mean, I thought I was like, okay, is there an album announced? Whatever. It's the only thing I can find is this hashtag.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Barbie.
Yes. And then Comcast, finally, nationwide blackout.
Nationwide fucking blackout. I mean, I think this, for most people, right, you live in any major metropolitan area, you have like one of two choices for internet service right. providers because it's like a near fucking monopoly. So the Philly-based company, it's funny, we were talking about Comcast yesterday because they own the Flyers, and what's his face, Gritty, punched a kid in the back, allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly. They said that around 2 p.m., there was like an outage that surfaced and people were just like, what the fuck is going on? And for Comcast, they're like, come on, we're Comcast. We expected all day internet.
Right.
And then, you know, I think for about an hour or 45 minutes, they said, you know, that it calmed down. And by 4 p.m. Eastern time, they're like, okay, all good. Right. Go back to using your internets. I mean, I think this just like shows how much, like how fucked the situation is with these telecoms too, where it's, you know, you can't really do the thing. Like, whenever you want to cancel your internet, they're like, where the fuck are you going to go?
Right, right.
You use the library?
Yeah.
And it's like, I might if I have to. Spectrum.
Yeah, but it's just there's so much. The barrier to entry to provide the service they provide is just impossible.
They're like yeah, build your own fiber optic lines. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. You know, for all the people who were caught up in the nationwide internet failure, thoughts and prayers out to you. I'm glad you're back online.
There's actually a New Yorker story about this town in eastern Kentucky that has like some of the fastest Wi-Fi in the nation. And it's just this like smaller telecom company that just invested in getting
just their own area.
Yeah,
right?
Their own area. And you know, they just have this dude who's like the leader of the company who's just really practical and is just wants to help the people in his like from his hometown area. And it's kind of dope. The article is called The One Traffic Light Town with Some of the Fastest Internet in the U.S. It's by Sue Halperin. And the dude's name is Keith Gabbard. But yeah, it's a dope article that I don't know. It just kind of opens the possibility of, wait, what if we weren't controlled by these massive companies right. that just, you know.
Shit, maybe we start our own in L.A.
Right.
Called, hey, give us a second.
Right. Hey.
But we're getting there.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
But he did benefit. Like, you also get insight into the process of, you know, the government had that time where they were going to spend a shitload of money to get the fiber
broadband.
Yeah, to get the fiber optic cables out there, and they were like, yeah, let's double down, let's do it. But that's not a thing that's easy to come by.
Yeah, well, that's why a lot of candidates, even in the presidential primaries, are like, sort of, they have that as a policy thing of like, yo, no, we understand.
Right.
You got to get everybody connected.
Right.
To modernize
drone-based Wi-Fi.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Drones, the solution to all future problems.
And the
use drones.
The cause of and solution to all life's problems.
The beer of the future. Drones. All right, that's going to do it for this Thursday afternoon. Anything else to share with the listeners? Guys,
just
have a
invest
great,
in our drone company.
Invest in our drone company. Stay safe. Wash your hands before and after eating snake. And we will be back tomorrow with more podcasts. Talk to you then. Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.